Options for dermatology. What is dermatology? Dermatology services diagnose and treat diseases of the skin, hair and nails in children, young people and adults. Current dermatology services. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, dermatology services, including outpatient appointments and minor operations, have mainly been provided at Prince Philip. A weekly clinic has been held at Glanwilly. Medical photography is based at Glanwilly and phototherapy, but the latter is not currently running. No service is provided from Bronglais and no service is currently provided from Withybush due to reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete, RAAC or RAC issues. In the community, nurse-led clinics are held at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre and South Pembrokeshire Hospital. Issues options aim to address. The service faces several challenges. This includes more patients waiting to be seen than before COVID-19 pandemic, a national shortage in consultant dermatologists and doctors leaving the service. This means health appointments are sometimes cancelled and patients are waiting long times. In all four proposed options, main hospital services would be brought together at Prince Philip permanently. There would be no services provided from Bronglais, Glanwilly or Withybush. This change aims to improve the service efficiency and continuity of care for patients, keep and hire staff, and attract consultant dermatologists to Howell Dach. The four options are different based on the proposed locations of community provision. Delivery would be the same for all proposed options in this service. Hospital clinics would be brought together at Prince Philip within 2 years. Community-based care and clinics and enhancements to hospital services, such as the relocation of the phototherapy unit, additional treatment rooms and staff, would be put in place in years 2 to 4 and would be subject to funding of staff. Option A. What is the option? Main hospital services at Prince Philip, no service at Bronglais, Glanwilly or Withybush, nurse-led clinics including minor operations kept at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre, introduce some nurse-led clinics at Ammon Valley Hospital. Impacts of the option. There is no community provision in Pembrokeshire in this option, so patients from this area would travel further. This option would increase staffing costs by around £226,000. Building and equipment costs would be around £1.454 million. Option B. What is the option? Main hospital services at Prince Philip, no service at Bronglais, Glanwilly or Withybush. Nurse-led clinics kept at South Pembrokeshire Hospital. Some minor operations in participating GP practices. Impacts of the option. There is no community provision in Ceredigion in this option, so patients from this area would travel further. GP provision, which could potentially be from anywhere within the Howell Dach area, may reduce travel for some patients. This option would increase staffing costs by around £287,000. Building and equipment costs would be around £1.454 million. Option C. What is the option? Main hospital services at Prince Philip, no service at Bronglais, Glanwilly or Withybush. Nurse-led clinics, including minor operations, kept at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre and nurse-led clinics at South Pembrokeshire Hospital. Some nurse-led paediatric clinics introduced at Crosshands Health Centre. Some minor operations in participating GP practices. Impacts of the option. This option keeps some dermatology services in each of the counties of Carmarthenshire, Ceredigion and Pembrokeshire. GP provision, which could be potentially from anywhere within the Howell Dach area, may reduce travel for some patients. Clinics would be provided in a suitable area for children and young people in this option, which is not provided in option A and B. This option would increase staffing costs by around £287,000. Building and equipment costs would be around £1.454 million. Option D. What is the option? Main hospital services at Prince Philip, no service at Bronglais, Glanwilly or Withybush. Nurse-led clinics, including minor operations, kept at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre and nurse-led clinics at South Pembrokeshire Hospital. Some nurse-led paediatric clinics introduced at Crosshands Health Centre. Impacts of the option. This option keeps some dermatology services in each of the counties of Carmarthenshire, Ceredigion and Pembrokeshire. Clinics would be provided in a suitable area for children and young people in this option, which is not provided in option A and B. This option would increase staffing costs by around £175,000. Building and equipment costs would be around £1.454 million.